You're listening to Clifford Kelly on Straight Truth Radio, the podcast.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast, the place where the lip of truth endures forever. I am your host, Cliff Kelly. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Here we are just trying to bring an understanding to end time events. We're going to go ahead and get started quickly in this episode. We don't know if there's going to be a lot of people joining us tonight because of the subject matter. And we will deal with that. We'll deal with that. Again, this is Straight Truth Radio Podcast. In this episode, we are calling. We're just simply saying, let's talk about December 25th and Christmas. December 25th and Christmas. If you want to get in touch with us, get in touch with the show, you can do so by emailing us at straighttruthradio@yahoo.com. That's straighttruthradio@yahoo.com. We want to thank you for your continual support of the podcast and listening, and also viewing us, those who watch it live and then those who watch it a little later on the other platforms. So you can check out the website at straighttruthradio.com, straighttruthradio.com. But for those of you who you just listen and you just want to find out where we are on social media, on the Facebook page, just search Straight Truth Radio. That's Straight Truth Radio on Facebook. On Twitter, that's Straight Truth or at Straight Truth Radio, at Straight Truth Radio. That's STR8 Truth and then Radio. And then also you can find some of the live episodes at CK Holy Man. That is the other Twitter page, or it says Twitter, but formerly Twitter X. But you can also catch us on YouTube. Every episode is loaded up on YouTube, Straight Truth Radio Podcast. And also when we're actually going live on IG, Instagram, the Straight Truth Radio. I see some of you out there. Hey, God bless you. And then we just started, we're on Twitch now. We started doing a couple episodes on Twitch, Straight Truth Radio. And then just, if you're just comfortable with the, just listening to the audio format, well, Apple and, Anchor, Breaker, Google, Overcast, Podbean, Spotify, you know, you can find us, just search us on whatever format it is that you are normally used to viewing, and just see if you can catch us there. So let's go ahead and get into this episode. Again, we want to talk about, let's talk about December 25th and Christmas. So let me start here, because I've said this before, and this is kind of where it starts for me. I was 16 years old, and I think I've told this story before. 16 years old. Now, I wasn't saved. I wasn't professing to know Christ and everything. I went to church, but that was just it. You know, I went to church, young teenager or whatever, and that was it. But I remember it was around Christmas season, so it was around this time of the year, and I remember feeling like, you know what, the last thing I really want to be bothered with is a tree, and I don't know why I felt that way. I'm just saying, that's the way I felt at that time. I did not know that possibly, I wasn't even ascertaining the fact. Is it possibly the Lord working on you? I didn't even think about that. I just know I didn't feel like being bothered with a tree. That's just the way I felt. So, what's going on here? I just, I just went ahead and, I remember I shared it with my mother and everything. I told her, I said, hey, and anyone who knew my mother, she was saved, super duper saved. She was holy and She didn't play no games when it came to this life. But I said, you know what? We don't have to be bothered with no tree. I mean, I just don't feel like there's something we need to be bothered with. And, you know, just get rid of the tree. Throw the thing out. You know, we don't need no tree. If we're going to pass out gifts, then just pass it out. Just set the apron or the cloth out, whatever, and just put the gifts there and, you know, whatever. We'll pass them out, but we don't need no tree. And I think my mother felt like that I was being more lazy than anything else. So she was like, boy, you better go up there and get that tree. And so me and my brother had to go up and climb up in the attic, go up there and get the tree and then bring it downstairs. So we ended up, doing that and everything. But then I did not really, you know, those posts you see on social media, it said, how many days old were you when you found out this, that, you know, whatever. I was an actual grown man. And I'm sure there's a lot of grown men just finding out too, men and women too, but grown men and already in ministry. Before I found out in scripture, and I'm going to turn to it now since I'm alluding to it. Found out in scripture that the Most High, that the Lord has a problem with trees. You don't believe me? Tell you what. Let's go to Jeremiah. It's a good place to start. Let's go to Jeremiah and the 10th chapter. Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. Jeremiah 10. For the sake of time, I'm going to go ahead and just start reading. Jeremiah 10. And you can read through, I think, you can read all the way through to verses 1 through 10, I think. But I'm not going to read that far. In fact, just go ahead and read that whole chapter. Reading is good. Reading the word of God is good. But I'm going to start here, verse 1. And then I'm just going to kind of pause and wrap up around. We'll see. Verse 1, chapter 10, the book of Jeremiah. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you. So watch what Jeremiah is getting ready to declare to his people. He's making it clear. Hey, these are not my words. These are not my words. He says, hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them. Do you hear that? That's a good start into where the Lord is trying to get us to think about. Verse 3. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen, with an axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fashion it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as a palm tree. They speak but speak not. They must needs to be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. Let me just stop and pause there. Well, let me wrap up with verse 6. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Let me just stop and pause there. What has to be. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. What has to be emphasized here. Now, watch this. We sang the song, to be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. How I long to be like him. Now, do you really want to be like him? Because as I posted just the thought of the question that I knew that I was going to be addressing, I didn't, this week or next week, whenever it is, I probably got maybe one or two more, I think one more episode this year, then we're going to take a break until the new year. But I knew I was going to deal with this issue. And most of the blowback which I receive from the simple question, I just simply asked the question, can we have a church that will tell the truth about December 25th? Something along that line. And the majority of the blowback came from those in church. Think about it. I don't think I remember seeing, you know, those who weren't saved, like really wanting to take me out to the woodshed over the thought. I got to go back and take a look at that post again and see who all's there. But it was the church that got a problem with the post. And I guarantee you, none of them know that the scripture is talking about the tree. Now watch this. I think when I early in my ministry, early in my ministry, when I first got started in ministry, there was someone who wanted to challenge me and said, "Oh, they're not talking about a Christmas tree. They ain't talking about the Christmas tree. That's something else." So I just simply said, "Okay, so then explain to me what other holiday do we celebrate? Do men celebrate, mankind celebrate, where you cut down a tree and you deck it with tinsel and ornaments? What other tree is there? What other tree do we celebrate like that? Do we use the, you know, evergreens and, you know, all of that? What other tree? What other holiday do we focus that holiday at, you know, as a tree, you know, use a tree as its item to look at? What other holiday is there?" And no one had ever got back to me, and I'm still waiting for folk to get back to me. What other holiday do we celebrate, or do we use where the emphasis of the tree is the focus, that one of the main items of that holiday, other than Christmas? And the Bible says, the brother said, none. You're right. I'm waiting for somebody to get back to me. And the Bible, Jeremiah chapter 10, starting at the first verse, says, the Lord, the Most High, has a problem with the tree. The Lord has the problem with the tree. So that's one strike against us right there. Because watch this. I had people tell me, you know, why be so controversial? This is about the love of Christ, and Christ was born, and above all things, we have to preach Christ. Okay, I don't have a problem preaching Christ. I didn't say nothing about not preaching Christ. However, this is the thought that I want to pose. I want you to think about. Let's remember. Christ said, "You know what? I'm not gonna beat around the bush. Let's go to the Word of God. See, because I can say a whole lot of stuff. I can say whatever, and you can choose to toss it out. You know, whatever. But when I read you the Word of God and then question you, you have to analyze. Do you really believe God's Word, Christian? Do you really believe God's Word?" So let's go over here to, I'm going to go over here to Let's go to John. I got two verses in John. So John verse chapter 14. Chapter 14. I got to do this quick because I need to go somewhere else. There's some other stuff I need to get to. But there's something I want to hit you with. I'm going to start here, verse 1. He says, again, chapter 14 in the book of John. Verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. If I'm reading kind of fast, don't worry about it because I'm trying to hurry up and get somewhere. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and where, and the way, you know. Then Thomas says unto the Lord, unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Watch this. And this is where I wanted to go. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now watch this. Here's the question. No, you know what? You know what? You know what? I want to make sure I really give it to you. Let's stay in John. Go to chapter 4. I'm going to ask you the question here in a minute. Let's go to John. Stay in John. Go to chapter 4, verse, let me see where I'm going to start here. Verse 19. Now, in chapter 4, you're going to have Jesus talking to the woman of Samaria. But I'm going to start here in verse 19. Woman at the well. And watch this. Verse 19. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father. You know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Excuse me. Verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father, watch this, in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, I'm going to ask the question in just a second. But I got to do this. I got to do one more thing. Let's go over here to chapter 17. And over here in chapter 17, Jesus is praying a prayer for his disciples. There's a certain verse. What verse am I looking for? Let me start right here. I'm going to start right here in verse 12. It's a little bit of reading, but I need to rub this in real quick. All right. While I was with them, and this is Jesus's prayer. He's praying for his disciples. And watch this. Are we not supposed to be his disciples? We're followers of Christ. Remember, followers of Christ. What does being a disciple mean? We're followers of Christ. If you are a disciple, you are a follower of Christ. And now he is praying for his disciples that he has following him right now. Now watch this. He said, I'm going to start here, verse 12. I'm going to blow through this quick. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. But the son of perdition, we'll get into that later, because that's well, probably not in this episode. Let me just finish reading. That the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things which I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray that thou shouldest keep them. I pray not that thou shouldest keep them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. He didn't pray that God would take you out of the world. He prays that God keeps you from the evil. Verse 16. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And here it goes. This is where I was trying to go. Verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also send them into the world. And for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified, here it is, through the truth. Now I want to know, did you catch what I was doing here? In these last three verses, what did I center around? Did you catch the key thought here? I'm centering around truth. What is true? What is true? Now, if I go to Romans, Romans will tell us, if they believe not, you know, does it make it not, you know, what God said, Romans chapter 3, verse 4, he said, let God's word be true and every man a lie. So because some choose not to believe, does that make the word of God of none effect? He said, God forbid. God forbid. Let God be true and every man a lie. So the question we're asking here, is Jesus really the reason for the season? Because that's what we've been telling folk. And we not only that, we celebrate, even in some of our churches, we got, watch this, we got trees in the church. Trees in the churches. And I just read to you in Jeremiah chapter 10 where God himself has a problem with the tree. And the blowback here, the blowback again is, some folks say, well, we know Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. And, you know, it's obvious it wasn't December 25th. And, well, if it's so obvious, then why are we still celebrating December 25th? That's one of the questions. If it's, someone said, obviously it wasn't December 25th, then why do we keep saying this happy birthday, Jesus, on December 25th? And we know that's not the case. Now, if we would actually examine what was happening around this holiday, here are some things that we would have found out, right? Let's just start talking about December 25th. In 525, Pope John I commissioned a scholar, Dionysius, a task of establishing a feast calendar for the church. Dionysius also established the year of Christ's birth but there are several errors in the calculation arriving to this date. All right. Now, one of the things that we have to look at is that December 25th. December 25th was around the winter solstice. All right. Not only that, but this was a festival in which folk celebrated for hundreds, hear my words, hundreds of years before Christ was born. So now, is Jesus really the reason for the season? Because watch, if Jesus is the reason for the season, then nobody's doing anything until after he was born. But somebody is doing a whole bunch of celebrating and doing a whole bunch of stuff before Christ even got here. So he can't be the reason for the season. Now, we continue to examine, continue to look into this. In Rome, December 25th was made popular by Pope Liberius in 354, and it became the rule in the West in 435, when the first Christ Mass was formed and was officiated by Pope Sixtus III. Now, here is the drop. This coincided with the date of celebration by the Romans to their primary god, the god of the sun, Mithra. The Persian god Mithra, who was a popular sun god, supposedly born on the same day. Now, when you look into this, you see that the Egyptian equivalent to Mithra was Horus. You continue to look into this, you see that the Greek equivalent to Horus and Mithra was Adonis. Now, Rome also had other gods, such as Saturn, which this festival is called Saturnalia. And it was a festival of about, the 13th until the 23rd. But at any rate, it was days of partying and gift giving. Now, the other part of this was, let me add this here, because I need to go back to scripture. I need to add this here. The Canaanite equivalent of all these gods was Dagon. Does Dagon sound familiar? He should. Dagon. When we read about Dagon, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 5. 1 Samuel chapter 5. For the sake of time, you read it. 1 Samuel chapter 5. I'm going to paraphrase it. Those Canaanites went and stole, well, at least they thought they was. They went and stole God. They went and stole God from the Israelites. And they brought the Ark of the Covenant. They brought it to their temple. As a matter of fact, I want to show you what ends up happening when you play with God. Now watch this. Somebody sent me this. And I had to say, let me save this. I'm going to have to use this for the podcast. So watch this. I'm going to show you something. So Dagon was their, was their, was the god of the Canaanites. And they stole God. They went and took their god, the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark, the God of the Israelites, and they placed the God, they placed what they didn't realize was the ever living God, the presence of God. Where is it at? The Ark of the Covenant. I have it back here. The Ark of the Covenant. They took the Ark of the Covenant and they placed it in the temple with their God. You see the angels overhead on the mercy seat here. You see, when you opened up the box, the top of the box, in the box was the tablets, the showbread that never spoiled, it never molded. The Aaron's rod, which budded every 30 days. The Ark of the Covenant. Let me place this back here. They stole God and took it to their temple. And then what happened was they left. They came back the next day to worship their God. And when they got there, they saw that their God, somebody knocked their God down on the ground. Chapter 5, read it, 1 Samuel. And they had to pick, it took him all day to work and pick their God up. I'm telling you right now, any God that I got to pick up and put my energy in, I can't serve him. Because if I got to put all my energy in picking you up, you can't help me. But anyway, so they went and had to pick their God up and they put him back. They mounted him back up and they were so tired. They had time for worship. Took him all day to get their God up. They came back the next day. Because watch this. Didn't God say there is no God? I don't know him. There is no God but me. I will have no other God before me. Listen to what he said. I will have no other God before me. So when they left and they came back the next day, this is what, can I pull this up? Let me see here. Let me see if I can pull this up. I want you to see this. I'm going to pull this up. There it is. Let me move me out the way. There it is. You see Dagon? The ever-living God crushed their God. Crushed him. Crushed him. Because God was said, I will have no God before me. There is no God but me. And I'm sorry, IG. Y'all going to have to go to check out the... Listen to the, watch the YouTube channel, the YouTube page, the Straight Truth Radio Podcast on YouTube. You can see what their God looked like. It looked like a merman, a fish man. But that's what they worship. But God crushed their God. Not only that, God gave them a good whooping for messing with him and the Israelites had to come, David had to come get God. So I'm going to leave that alone. The bottom line is this, that December 25th was not about Christ's birthday, Jesus Christ's birthday. It was about celebrating all these gods together and keeping a spirit, this festival of gift giving just let everybody be free to serve their own God. And aren't we trying to do that today? We're doing that today. And I'm not going to slip into that much, that part of the episode. I'll talk about that later, but we're doing something like that today where we don't want to judge people about the gods they serve, but we don't want to acknowledge that the Most High is the only God. And he says, I will have, there is no other God. He said, I don't know him. There is no other God but me. He said, with his own right hand, he brought salvation, the Most High. So, someone posed a question to me. So, are you going to try and tell me that I'm going to go to hell then? I'm going to hell if I, you know, for this, I'm going to go to hell? This is what I'm going to tell you. If you know, if you realize that Christ has nothing to do with Christmas, December 25th, stop putting his name on it. Now, me, I'm going to tell you what I do. I go to the store over the dairy section. I get my eggnog. I drink my eggnog and my holiday cookies. And I enjoy my eggnog. I do. I just have enough sense not to put Christ's name on it, because I know Christ has nothing to do with it. Christ has nothing to do with Christmas. And at one point in time, one day, we're going to have to give an account and give an answer for the deeds done in our body, for the things that we have said. And remember, every idle word will come. We will have to stand. What was that? Matthew 12, I think, verse 33, 35. He said that every idle word will be brought up in judgment. For with thy words will be justified, and by thy words you'll be condemned, and by thy words you'll be justified. So, if you know that Christ truly has nothing to do with Christmas, stop putting his name on it. And if you are going to continue to put trees in your church, then stop preaching Christ. Because the truth of the matter is, Christ has nothing to do with this. We want to center Christ around. I'm going to have a whole lot of people mad and upset. And trust me, I love you. I love you. I love all of you. But I'm not going to play. And I have an assignment. Watch this. I have an assignment to tell the truth. And the truth is, we want to preach the way, the truth, and the life, but we want to continue to preach and push the truth out there centered around lies. The whole thing is a lie, and there's no truth in it, because Christ has nothing to do with the tree, and he has nothing to do with Christmas. Now, I'm going to pause here because I really could go into, I might do a second part of this and start bringing out some other facts. I might do a part two because there's some things I did not have a chance to say. So let me stop here. Listen, pass your gifts. You want to give gifts, your family and friends, whatever. You know, I got gifts that I'm passing out too. I just don't put Christ's name on it. Christ ain't got nothing to do with this. Nope. Jesus has nothing to do with this. This is just a season. It's a season for giving. Okay, I'll give you that. Okay. Because that's what we've been doing for years. Hundreds of years before Christ. Right. It was gift giving. Yep. That's fine. But just don't put Christ's name on it, because he has nothing to do with this. All right. So we'll see you next week. We'll come back and we'll wrap up with this this Christmas mess. Again, this is the Straight Truth Radio podcast, the place with a lip of truth. That's why the Lord gave me that. The place with a lip of truth and do us forever. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. Again, we're just trying to bring an understanding to end time events. And we want to thank you again for tuning in. Don't miss the episodes that we got coming up ahead. Sometime early in the first quarter of the new year, we will be celebrating our 100th episode. We are there. almost there. 100 episodes of the Straight Truth Radio podcast. Remember, hold on to him that is able to keep you from failing and from falling. Remember, we are not sinless, but we sin less because of him who became sin for us. Straight Truth Radio podcast. God bless you. We'll see you next week.